I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says Turkey needs to do more to fight Islamic State and to control its borders. He also said that Turkey has agreed in principle to join the U.S.-led airstrikes against the militants.
We need them also as a neighbor to this conflict zone, as a longtime NATO ally and a responsible member of the anti-ISIL coalition, to control the border, the long border that they have with both Syria and Iraq.
Islamic State fighters and equipment have been able to cross into Iraq and Syria from Turkey. A South Sudanese journalist has been shot dead days after President Salva Kiir threatened to kill reporters who, in his words, work against the country. Unidentified gunman killed Peter Moy of the New Nation newspaper near the paper's offices in Juba. Colleagues say it appears to be a targeted attack, as the attackers did not take Moy's money or his cell phone. There was no immediate comment from police or from the government, and the U.S. State Department called on Juba to expeditiously and thoroughly investigate the incident. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has placed his military on high alert and declared a quasi-state of war in frontline areas after North and South Korea exchanged artillery fire near the border. Pyongyang has made similar declarations in the past. The United States on Thursday said it was concerned about the cross-border violence. Tensions come amid ongoing annual joint U.S. and South Korean military exercises. This is VOA News. Ceremonies were held today at the Bangkok Shrine, hit by this week's bombing, which left 22 dead. Authorities have stepped up security patrols at tourist sites and other areas across the capital city, though investigators appear to have made few solid leads into who conducted the attack or why. Yuki Amano, head of the UN Nuclear Agency, has downplayed a media report that his agency will allow Iran to carry out its own nuclear inspections as part of a multilateral accord reached last month in Vienna. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby.
We have full confidence in the IAEA and in the inspection regimen that they will establish and set up to make sure that Iran cannot achieve nuclear weapons capability. We're very comfortable with the arrangements.
Media claims just weeks before the U.S. Congress votes on whether to reject a nuclear monitoring accord reached between Iran and the five permanent member states of the U.N. Security Council, plus Germany. With a new bailout in mind, Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras abruptly resigned on Thursday, calling for snap election on September the 20th, just 7 months after taking office. After months of contentious negotiations with Greece's creditors, its European neighbors, the European Central Bank, and the International Monetary Fund, Tsipras agreed to more tax increases and pension cuts. It is something he said he would not do, but did to win approval of a new $95 billion bailout. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter says medical tests reveal that he has melanoma. That's a form of cancer usually associated with the skin. Speaking Thursday, Mr. Carter said the disease has spread from his liver to his brain.
But I was surprisingly at ease. You know, I've had a wonderful life. I've had thousands of friends, and I've had an exciting and adventurous and gratifying existence.
Mr. Carter says he is still planning to teach Sunday school this weekend at his church in his hometown of Plains, Georgia, like he has done almost every Sunday since he left office as president in 1981. U.S. weather experts say the past July was the hottest month ever recorded and that 2015 will almost certainly break a record for the warmest year. Areas that saw unusually hot weather in July included Western Europe and the Middle East, experts saying that 9 of the last 10 warmest months on record have come since 2005.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Coming up on The Voice of America, English teaching and learning English.